The court ruled Evers exceeded his authority when he used his partial veto on reading legislation passed 2 years ago. Justices also found the legislature's Joint Finance Committee acted lawfully when it withheld funds from the Department of Public Instruction. The money is intended to pay for reading coaches and a new state literacy office. In a statement after the ruling, Evers urged GOP lawmakers to release the funds. If the money is not released, it goes into the state's general fund on July 1st. Republican legislative leaders say the court's decision confirms the Joint Finance Committee has the constitutional authority to give supplemental funding to agencies. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.